see if you pick that thought up and function the way he has said. And just in case you decide to delay, he will do something to show you that that thought came from him. He did not interfere with you. There was no consciousness of his interference until midday. And then by midday, he now says, call that person. And he comes to you. For those of us that have not mastered this voice, he says something. But at least there's something that spoke loud enough for you to know that he was speaking. And then when you delay, the person that you were supposed to call now begins to call you. The thing that you were supposed to avert, he calls you and tells you to see the problem that you were supposed to avert with the call. So you now see the problem that you were supposed to solve with that call. But you see, because we live, most of us still live from our minds. So he needs to convince you in order for you to adopt the lifestyle of walking in the Spirit. Now, Jesus did not need confirmations before he responded to that which he was prompted with. The Bible says that single-heartedly, isolatedly, individually, right there just after the baptismal service of John, he was driven by the Spirit. He knew the voice of the Spirit into the wilderness. Then the person that you were supposed to call now calls you. Then now say, this is what has happened. And it just happened now. Then you now realize that, okay, if you had called earlier, maybe you would have averted that. Then you now see reason to begin to ask God for mercy. Because you violated what you prayed about. You prayed about that God should, if God can as much as make it known to you what he expects you to do, you will respond. So he begins to test you with little matters. Begins to test you with little matters and see your level of compliance. Now, we're going to how to deal with spirit. How to deal with it. We'll go into that. But I want to show you a scripture. It's in the book of Luke. I guess Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. One of these days when I have time, I will open this thing I'm sharing with you. I'll open it very well. But I don't have time now. It's deeper than I'm saying it. But if I have time, maybe early next year, I'll open it very well for you to see. And then you realize our high calling. You realize the reason for which God has the expectations that he has. I was supposed to also, in this lecture, show you people what power means. Power. It has a meaning. But that aspect we cannot go into today. I'll show you the meaning of power. But we can't do that today. Luke chapter 9. Luke 9, are you there? Verse 53. Okay, let's do 51 so that we'll read in context. Read in context. And it came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem and sent messengers before his face. And they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did or Elijah did? Next verse. But he turned and rebuked them and said, ye know not what manner of what? Now, do you still remember the sequence? This first spirit investment before what? So at this time, these guys have not yet known. They had not yet fully understood the spirit investment. They wanted to carry out an action. And the action that they wanted to carry out was an action of power, in keeping with the fact that the people of the city that they just entered into rejected them. So they wanted to show, wanted to bring some judgment on the city. And then the Son of Man now says, there is something wrong. The demonstration that you wanted to bring, because it's not consistent with what the spirit that you have will do in such a situation. Now, it is with this scripture I will show you who a false preacher is. The one that does signs and wonders. that is false. It's from here. But just like I said, we don't have time to query this scripture very well. He said, ye know not. Do you notice that in this scripture, what Jesus queried in this scripture was not power. What he queried here is what? Ye know not. What? Not what power you have. And for many of us, this scripture is true. Ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. Ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. I will show you the signs that will reveal that a man knows not what manner of spirit. Meanwhile, when the spirit investment was given, there's an expectation of power that should result. The guys really wanted to do and carry out an act of power. Jesus said, you have not understood the investment. And as long as you don't understand the investment, the power will not flow. The old covenant, are you with me? Is a covenant that was defective, even from the very first. Defective. The essence of that covenant was to bring us to a point of accepting our inadequacy. That's the essence of the covenant, the law, the days, the regime of the law, was to bring us to acknowledge our inadequacy. So even the prophetic ministry within that context was wired along those lines. Alright? So a prophet in the Old Testament, when he shows up and he finishes his prophecy, the resultant effect, because he was like a law enforcement agent for that covenant, the resultant effect of his prophetic ministry will bring you to an acknowledgement of the fact that you are inadequate, you are a sinner, you are out of mark with God. Because the covenant is a covenant that doesn't have the capacity to furnish the righteousness that he prescribed. Now, the prophets that were functionaries in that covenant at that time were people that will come and declare your error. So that just in case you have forgotten that you are in error. Is that clear? You are not with me. You are not here. Now, so that's the shape of the covenant. But in the New Testament, in this covenant, the role of the prophet is still captures the old covenant perspective. We can still show people's error. But that's not our fundamental calling in the New Covenant. The fundamental calling of a prophet in the New Covenant is to build. You know, it's different from showing you error. There are times we do that. There are times when that is required. But you see, his job description in this covenant is different from the way he operated before. That covenant is insufficient. This one now is the fulfillment, is sufficient. So through the prophetic grace, he unveils the things about this covenant that are hidden, that needs to be brought to light in order for us to be built into the potential that we have with God in this treaty that we are working with. Now, can you see that? I don't know how to explain it more than that. See, this covenant has furnished what was lacking in the other covenant. There was no way you could attain to the righteousness, to righteousness in the old covenant, even though there were a set of laws that were supposed to follow in order for us to become righteous. And because of the fact that we were sold under sin, the capacity and the ability to attain to the righteousness of the law was not in view. The functionaries of the days of the law, the prophets, they came to reveal that we were in error. So that was how Elijah was. When he showed up, when he finished this to prophesy, everybody will repent. It will be clear. Hallelujah. It will be clear to you. So those were functionaries within that context. So their wiring was wiring within the context. When they spoke, they gave voice to the spirit of the context. When they spoke, they gave voice to the life of the context, to the shape of the context. The law can only bring you to acknowledge your sin, cannot deal with your situation. The prophets can only point out your sin. And everybody must walk in a consciousness of sin so that they'll be looking to God for mercy. That was how the shape was. Are you with me? But in this covenant, the price for sin has been paid. That scripture that said, for this purpose, the Son of Man was made manifest, that he may destroy the works of the devil. If you read that scripture, two verses, three verses before that verse of the scripture, you will see what the work of the devil is. The work of the devil in that scripture is sin. And then for this purpose, was the Son of Man manifest, that he might destroy the work of the devil. That was the reason for the authority that Satan had God did not come to deal with symptoms. He came to deal with the cause. So what gave Satan the authority that he had upon the face of the earth was sin. So Jesus now was manifest to destroy that thing that gave legitimacy to the devil to operate the way he did. I think we can do without. There's a shift in emphasis. Now we are righteous in this covenant. Can you see? There's a difference. Those days, righteousness was a spiritual thing that was supposed to be the attainment of everybody. And that attainment was impossible given the resources and given the template. But now we have entered into that which was impossible then. So what the prophet does here, are you with me? Is that he now gives us insight into our reality so that we can maximize that reality. Now the scope of the prophetic ministry is a building. Meanwhile, there are times where we become disobedient, that even as a congregation, an entire congregation can be disobedient. That Old Testament function can still be activated, where our shortcomings are revealed to us. But that's not what a prophet does every day now. Those days, that's his only work. Oh. Okay. Story. I troubled you with matters probably beyond your scope. I'm just trying to show you the layout of the Old and the New Covenant. And so if you find a prophet trying to behave like an Old Testament prophet, every day he comes out, he's trying to show you something wrong that you have done. That is not of God. Is it that you know some prophets that operate like that? That's why as I'm speaking, you are sorrowing for them. I don't understand what's wrong with you. It's not of God. That's not his work now. His work now is this thing that we are living in, I can show you from the scripture, this reality we are living in, was kept secret. Prophets of the Old Testament tried to peep into this reality. They were not given access to it. And God told them that it was for another era to come. So there should be contempt with what they had. So that was a sharp demarcation. And I am quoting from 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9 to 11. Alright? That's a sharp contrast between the oppression of the Old Testament prophet and the oppression of the New Testament prophet. He's supposed to be building. He's supposed to be building people, causing them to be rooted and established in the context, in the context of the new covenant. See, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified beforehand of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that shall follow. Next verse. The prophets, they are the ones searching. Next verse. Oh my God. Why did you bring it up? Unto whom it was revealed, the prophets. The prophets were doing research. They were searching into the utterances that they spoke. Because when prophets speak those days, scribes will write it down. So after the utterance, they come to read the things that they said. Then they wanted to understand, to investigate what God was referring to in the utterance. They say, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them which have preached the gospel. We have two sets of people. The guys that prophesied and tried to look into the things they prophesied, and the one that preached the gospel to us. Those are two sets of ministers. The ones that prophesied, they were not given access to understand the things that they prophesied about. The only consolation that God gave them was that the things that you prophesied is not for yourself. It's for a time to come. But the guys that preached the gospel unto us, they understood exactly what they were talking about. Because they were living in another regime. And in order for them to preach effectively, they actually preached with the witness himself, the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, how did they preach the gospel? They preached the gospel with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. That's a reality that the Old Testament prophets did not have. And the Old Testament prophets, the Holy Spirit came upon them, gave them utterance, and they spoke. The Holy Spirit did not live in them. So they did not have an inner revelation, because revelation is inborn. They did not have an inner revelation of the things of which they spoke. Even though they tried to mentally research into it, that access was not given to them. But in the New Testament, the prophet has the Spirit of God inside of him. So there are revelatory powers that are available to him that were not available to the Old Testament prophet. So he has the ability to prophesy And also he has the ability to understand the thing he's uttering. So his understanding of the things that he's uttering, of the mysteries that is speaking through him, his understanding of those mysteries, gives him that responsibility in the body of Christ to build believers according to the understanding of what God is releasing from the heavens. So his major assignment has to do with building the believers. And are you still with me? Yes. In building the believers, he builds them to be able to depend on the Holy Spirit. That's the work of the prophet. You know, his ministry is along the lines of revelation. He knows how to use the instrument of the investment that he has. So he begins to build the believers to know how to depend on the Holy Ghost, to know how to walk with the Spirit. And when they begin to walk with the Spirit, they receive the same understanding that he has that makes him do the kind of stuff that he does. So the perspective of the ministry of the prophet is different from what it was in the Old Testament. Now, sometime to come, maybe next year, I will show you the work of an evangelist, a prophet, an apostle, a teacher, the characteristics, the signs and the seals of an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor. You will see. I will show you. Because, are you still with me? We are still talking about spiritual. Spirit. When you receive an investment of spirit, that investment will change your life. The intention that God had in mind before he gave you a spirit is that he intended you to change your mind. Change your life. Change that investment to change your life. Now, just in case you have the areas of your life where this flesh is so strong, you get angry easily and all of that, and that is going to stand in the way of the purpose of God that is in your life, and there are levels in God that God will never allow you access into until those things are dealt with. It's still the investment of that spirit that will be used to quench that your propensity to anger. Yes. If you know how to walk properly, deal properly with the spirit, the infirmities that you have as a natural person will be helped, will be dealt with by that investment. God has no other way of dealing with your infirmities save by the Holy Ghost. But the Bible says it's the spirit that helpeth our infirmities. Now, so that means on the account of the fall. Now, call that lady for me. Call the thing that is come. There are two spirits at work here. The one that I'm carrying and the one this one is carrying. But before we are through today, one will go. It's either the one I'm carrying will go or the one she's carrying will go. I didn't want to go into all this trouble today. You know what I'm saying? But the thing has trespassed. The spirits are trespassed. Hallelujah. Now, so remain there as the clinic. The doctors in the clinic will attend to your matter. Now listen. If God wants to transform your life, what he does, he gives you a gift. It is through that gift that the transformation will take place. Alright. According to the scriptures, the fivefold ministry officers, like I am called into the office of an apostle. According to the scriptures, the fivefold ministry offices are gifts to the body of Christ. That's one. Number two. There is a unique deposit of the measure of the Holy Spirit that is given to them as a gift. Are you with me? It is that investment of that unique measure that makes them function in the office they are called to function in. And that investment is what will make them apostles. It's all spirit. If God wants you to become something, he gives you what? A measure of his spirit. If you know how to deal with that investment, you become that which God wants you to be. And ye shall receive power. After that, what? You know, I would have cursed this lady today. If not that I saw that she is not responsible for what she's doing. The spirit is responsible. So she's not responsible. So she should not carry judgment. Now, if you have the opportunity to preach and to minister, pray before you come, so that you can carry out surveillance. Sometimes you are going to be attacked on the pulpit. Sometimes. Alright? So you need to know that preaching is not talking. is not talking. But okay, let's deal with this matter. We'll continue our talk later. Pray for this lady. You see, why you are not, I don't think you understand me. There are some things you need to know about evil spirits. Are you with me? You are not with me. I want to teach you something. The reason why I have the right to use her to teach you is because she has been disturbing me since I started my preaching. So she too, she's involved in the conspiracy. So I have the right to now use her case as a teaching manual. Alright? She has been disturbing. In fact, she has been disturbing this meeting since the meeting started. Meanwhile, I won't go into details. I just want to educate you. If it will help. There are several people that became victims of several terrible spirits because they inherited it. They inherited it. Are you with me? Inheritance. I hope you know that spiritual things are transgenerational. Have you ever read your Bible? The Bible says, a good man leaveth an inheritance for his children's children. What's the meaning of that? Is it that I must build a house for my son? The one my father left, the one he built and he left, that house was built in 1978. The architectural design, even if you look at it now, if I want to stay in it, I'll have to break the house first. So, think of that scripture again. He shall leave an inheritance for his children's. Okay. Supposing that house was given to me now, and I pass it on to my son. In the day of my son, the 1978 house, I don't know. So that's not what the scripture means. It's not about you, you know, amassing material stuff so that, you know, you give them physical. No. But the Bible says a good man, in his goodness, because you decided to be good, there is a transgenerational spiritual investment that your goodness has implicated your generations to come with. Alright, that's just to show you the transgenerational effect of your walk with God. As you are walking with God today, it is not just because of you. Hallelujah. If you were not working with God, your children would have suffered. Yes. They are already receiving inheritance from you because of your decision to work with God. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yes. And there are some of you here that the only reason why your family will be liberated from bondage is that you serve God with all your life. The opposite is also true. If there's an Ezemo in your family, when the Ezemo dies, there are spiritual, demonic inheritance that will still be flowing in the transgenerational scheme of things. So your pilgrimage through this world will leave a great impact when you are gone. That I you may not know the things some of us have to battle with to come to the surface because of several things and liabilities that were along the line. Now, so I'm trying to make you understand that there are some people that inherited some spirits. In all your days as a minister, it is very easy for you to cast out devils from people that were the ones that ate the food that initiated them. They were the ones that joined the cult that they now gave them marks and initiated. Those ones are easier. The one that is by inheritance, even the person will not know that the devil is manipulating his life. The one that goes himself and takes an initiation, that one knows what he is doing. His will be involved in the service of the devil. A lot. But the one that receives it by inheritance will be so deceived that he doesn't even realize that it's Satan that is transmitted through his father. This one is by inheritance. So the lady doesn't know. But if the spirits can determine how long you will live. The one that received my inheritance. They can say, okay, you can only live till the age of 32. Have you ever been to a family and there is a range is at 54, they all die? Oh my, this is my class.
The reason why it is like that is because of things that they receive by inheritance.
So let's handle this before we continue with our teaching. I want you to pray with her. And pray for her. And your prayer point is this. The heritage of darkness, let it be lifted. Pray. If this spirit, I'm telling you, is very stubborn, it's because you don't know it. In the name of Jesus. Go and sit at the back. She doesn't want to be free. So let's leave her. Now listen. When there's an inheritance, let me digress. When there's an inheritance that is dark, there are two things that are required. First of all, is enlightenment. For the person to know that the patterns around my life suggest that I have inheritance that is negative. That's enlightenment. You know the madman of Gadara? When Jesus came into the territory, what did the madman do? He ran to Jesus and worshiped. So he surrendered to Jesus. Now there is a deliberate effort that someone that received demons by inheritance must engage in order for his soul to be free. Now, no matter the investment of power God gives you, may he also give you wisdom to know when to use it. Okay, my parable has ended. Let's get back to our study. May he give you the wisdom, the eyes to see. Now, this thing that you are laboring for this person, the person doesn't need it. The commodity is not required now. You know, demand and supply. You know there's a law like that. Demand and supply. So, what if there's no demand? Is there any need for supply? If you begin to enforce supply without demand, Jesus will say, you don't know what spirit you are made of. He will query spirit. Now that the prime investment is a spirit investment, do you know what has happened now? Now that she refused, she's saying in her heart that there's nothing wrong with me. The next time I'll pray for her will be 5 years from today. And that 5 years, all of you here will be my witness. From now to 5 years, what will be left on? 5 years from today. We'll mark it down. You will see what I'm talking about. Listen. The investment is spirit. So we must learn how to deal properly with the investment in order for us to realize the potential that is therein. The first thing that you need to do on the strength of this investment, number one, is to acknowledge your inability. Now, by default, God made you insufficient. If you have not realized it, then you don't need help. When a spirit begins to deal with you, he leaves a pattern in your life to give you an insight into how the spirit that you are of has designed you. Because it's the investment of that spirit that will change you to become everything that God wants you to be. And after 5 years of no promotion, and they were promoting people. Meanwhile, I needed to understand that when they employed us, they gave us examination. I was in the first three among all the people they employed in that set. Alright? Now you are promoting people. And then me that wrote exam, I'm in the first three. And not among the people you have promoted for 5 years. Every training we go, we write an exam. I've not scored less than 70 since I started. Not less than 70. Most of them, I was the best. I had gifts they gave me for being the best delegate for them. But it doesn't translate to. The last one we had in Port Harcourt, when we did the test, I was still the highest. The last one in Port Harcourt. I left a mission field and I stumbled into the course and wrote an exam. And was the best. So the people that were not going to mission field, what are they doing with their life? But
When it comes to promotion, is politics. It was 5 years later, our chief executive came here, interacted with me for five minutes, and could not stop hailing me. Could not stop. He said, "Guy, that guy, that guy." And that was how he did that guy. That guy went back and took my fight. Bring that guy. Bring his fight. And saw that I had not been promoted for 5 years. Promoted me. Backdated me 4 years. Promoted me again. And the person that came and was looking for a woman is the one that signed the two of my promotion letter. That's my own story. When it begins to happen to me, it's not bad luck. That's how God wants to glorify himself through my best. Now, so I don't go around looking for human sympathy. And I know what spirit. Everybody that came and threatened, every old guy that came and threatened me, you will see, did not sit on the throne for 6 months after he made that threat. They were sacked. And it's consistent. Everyone that said that did not survive 6 months. You need to know what spirit you are made of. You are not as weak as you think, but you cannot deny the pattern of your life. If you were born of war, then a warrior you will be. Huh? If you were born as a sign that overcomes every darkness, like me, it will look as if darkness is winning for a while, and then at a point, light will break forth. My question to you today as we round up, to get to pray, is, do you know what spirit you are of? Your life in the spirit is a story that God is telling to a generation. Yes, your life in the spirit, as you walk in the spirit, in obedience to God, you are actually a manifestation of a story that God is telling from heaven. Alright? In the story God is telling through my life, darkness, the devil is not in control. It will look as if darkness is winning. Hold on. That time, that's my victory time. And I will go high. So high that if I were moving steady, consistently, I would not have been able to make that height. He allows darkness to come. And I have confidence in him. So much confidence. I remember sometime when I was in Lagos for 9 months, darkness used to come to my house. Darkness. Strong darkness. I knew that the principality of the land had come to visit me. It was there for 9 months. 9 months of darkness. It was... I don't need to tell you too much. Sometimes I see some of you. When I see you people, you don't know what I fight. You don't know. It's only God that will reveal it. For your sake. For your sake. Yeah. You don't know what I fight. But you see, I'm designed to fight that kind of fight. If we switch roles for 2 weeks, you will come down with migraine and spinal cord injury. But you are not built for it. You are not designed for it. Do you know what spirit you are of? Most people major on frivolities because you don't know what spirit you are of. Sometimes you cry under circumstances and situations just because you don't know what spirit. Meanwhile, that thing that is happening is a pattern that God has set up in your life, in the story he's telling through your life. That is a pattern. It's not an attack. If you can know the spirit that you are of, you'll be able to confront some circumstances with boldness. It's not a mystery, but it's a pattern. Spirits leave patterns so that the story that is being told can be captured by the generation that is witnessing the manifestation of that living epistle. They leave patterns. Don't forget that. They leave what? And I've seen the patterns, I've seen the circles. Consistent. When we started ministry here, we prayed. Chief Don is here. Some of them are here. Chief Don and the rest, the old guys. We prayed. We're going between 78 people. That is in our major meeting, 78 to 80, 78, 80, 60, 75. So I saw that. Meanwhile, I know that in my calling, I was called to speak to an entire generation, not 78 to an entire generation. That is the reason why Even when we hold meetings here, we'll broadcast it on the internet. You need to know how many people hook up. The congregation we have outside of here is more. Nothing is happening here. Nothing. Until we started going into the field. Ogun State, I saw 3,000 people. Yes. Nothing is happening here. State by state, people that have been, they are students of this house, but they have never been here physically. Meanwhile, when we started, we were doing 78 to 65 to a gang of young pastors. Send somebody to me. A gang of young pastors. They send somebody to me and say, you think you can come and start ministering in this town without telling us? Eh? So those pastors are the ones that hold the receipt, the license. So if you want to do anything, ministry, you come to them and cut receipt. Another one came and said, this is what God has showed him about my ministry. I said, thank you. But what you are saying is different from what God showed me. So, but I appreciate you for taking the time to to come up with the insight. It's not useful for now, but the effort is appreciated. the effort is appreciated. Hallelujah. And all kinds of stuff. And then that guy now went out and said, I was so proud. Then I went to Union Agric to preach. When I went to Union Agric, what did I preach in Union Agric? It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. And I was showing them flesh and spirit. Flesh and spirit. Then, okay, I won't go on again. There are people here that were there. It caused problem again in Union Agric. Serious problem. And a lot of people were persecuted just because they began to follow my teachings and began to follow my life. Some of the people that were persecuted are present here today. And meanwhile, the message I preached, nobody remembered the message I preached. The message that was generated in persecution, they don't remember it. But I became the subject of persecution from people that don't know me, that have not heard my messages. So, that gang of pastors that said that I want to do something without telling them, they were doing their own. The pastor that came to prophesy that I said, well, your utterance is acknowledged, but it's not relevant now. But the effort is acknowledged. It became a problem. Then those days, anywhere I go, after I finish preaching, there'll be a problem. Union Agric. Went there so much. That's why I stopped going to Union Agric. So much problem. The problem even went beyond what we thought. The people involved know what I'm talking about. A lot of problems. That was the darkness of that time. And you know what? We didn't know how long the darkness would be. And that was the time also. They said I put pot inside this room here. That normally I go to look into the pot, do some incantations before I come to the pulpit. That anytime you see evangelist speak, shout it. Is that pot? Yeah. He has gone there. So he comes to. You will come and shout first. Before me, I will come. That we are helpless. That's why I stopped wearing my wedding ring. Because they say that ring is where the power is. Oh, you don't know what I've gone through. People that one day I said I won't take car. I will be in a bus and take bike for that whole day. I entered bus. People were talking about me. They didn't know that I was the one sitting there. One pastor that has come to town. In fact, people lied. Some people from some of them even say they know where I do charm. One lecturer in BSU. He said he knows where I go to. He knows where I go to. So he continued like that. And we kept praying. We kept praying. We kept praying. And then, suddenly, God now increased grace. You know, the God's answer to the problem of persecution is that he releases more spirit. Releases more spirit, so there's more activity created, spirit activity. More demonstration of the spirit. So everyone that heard that, okay, there's this herbalist pastor,
that is in one place that has no signboard. That's why we went and I told Tony, oh, yeah, do signboard, because they still. And you know, even since we did the signboard, we have not had the privilege of hosting it. But it's there. Ah, they're dead with me. Even senior ministers. I won't go into all of that. Senior ministers. Me and some senior ministers met somewhere and they were ashamed when they saw me. They wanted to leave. I said, don't go now. Don't go. I'm the one. Don't go. I said, Kai, because of things that they have said. And you know what? Is this tent me and you have been? We didn't even hear the things that they said. They said so much. And God now turned all the talk to publicity. Because when that new wave of power began to flow, God now started drawing the people that they spoke to. Let's even check this man. And when they came here, and if God knows that such people are around, oh my God, he releases spirit. And a great wave began to move. It was when we went to Lagos that I saw what God was building and why that principality came to my house for 9 months. In Lagos now, we have the next meeting, I know, is more than 600 people. We're already going for 1,000 in Lagos. What I'm saying is Lagos is growing more than here. In Kaduna, the hall we rented, we thought it was a big hall. Ah, we'll try. When people started coming, the people outside were more than the people. There were 2 times more. We had to change to a Baptist church that can take 2,000. The church got filled to half. Jesus. I said, what's happening? If we go to Kaduna now, you will be amazed what will happen. And I've been to strange places with amazement. Strange, like a kitty. But that was what the devil was fighting. And after that fight, it took 18 months. After the 18 months, I've seen that pattern again and again. You don't know what spirit you are of. I've seen that pattern in the office. I've seen it in our family. They say I'm a stubborn person in the family. I didn't respond for 10 years. After 10 years, the impact of the stubbornness now came up. And then they now canceled them in the family. The only man that knows the way is this one. Follow him. He knows the way. I've seen darkness from everywhere. Battles. And God comes again. So the pattern is established. So when I begin to see the cloud of darkness gather, I say, come on. Become. God has already ordained another season for my lifting. It is when you know the spirit that you are of that you can interpret things accurately. If not, you'll be your interpretation will be in the flesh. I came today to announce to one of us that your days of besiegement, they are over. Amen. We're going to pray because I'm pressed for time. I thought I would have been able to do more on this subject, but in one of our contact meetings, I will enter this matter. For 3 days, I think we'll do a good job there. You need to know what spirit. But he turned and rebuked them and said, ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. I want to pray today as we close. Give me sound there. I want to pray as we close. You see, what I'm trusting God for is that as you leave and you go back to your closet, the Holy Spirit will flash your life to you and show you the story he wants to tell through your life. It is when you have seen that you can tell what an attack is and what a season is. That's when you can decipher accurately. Are you one of the people that went close to death, but death did not take you, you came back to life? There is a story that God is telling. There is a power that is at work in you. The spirit that is at work in you is stronger than death. But until you know, you will never become strong. And ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me. Your life will tell the story that I'm saying from heaven. A story about my power. A story about my faithfulness. A story about how that nothing can subdue me. A story of my omnipotent power and wisdom. Ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is upon you, comes upon you. Can you pray and say, Lord, show me patterns in my life that is equivalent to the story that you are telling through my vessel from heaven? Show me those patterns, so that I will know how to label my experiences accurately. I will know how to label them. My teko la maso proske ba ateko maluwa. Apa la moka prasata bala boneka teko dosa ike. Zehuda mako salato na kafelano. Aga balato seka balato sebrege de la bakuda maa. Mero no 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 sekle talakuria maratalis de tapre mandolo sila mandolo kamena turia kadre salabota ika mama sata praske sopre gedali monte nete kendo robosima aluma nama 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 nama. And if God has called you to be a warrior, accept it now. Accept it. Accept. As long as you keep running away from it, you'll be like Jacob. May the Lord intercept you in your battle tonight. And may He show you His form, His shape, and the destiny that He intends to achieve through your vessel. We give you glory and praise. Kombera santo kozanate plete kizamuna. Aito kapra sata planta babona mande. Some people may need to pray so little to get results. For people that are called into the ministry of prayer, you will have to pray a lot to get results. Don't run away from that destiny. If God has chosen you so to be, embrace it and grace will flow. Because you are now understanding what spirit you are of. If God has called you as a guardian, it is when you fulfill that which He has called you to do that you begin to see changes. Don't run away from your destiny. Don't run away from your calling. Faith does not make it easy. Faith just makes it possible. Saboranama. Saboranama Sibria Vasatomala. Ankomono Horokos. Andola Ikebase Nanto Rabalata Briala Babose. Jekumpa na kumpe na kapeta kota liga bahadai. Anton sene da kapos kaman salinte. Mega bayato. Mega seto mendo salamanda. Escombre zabo da halakos amate. Me presata planta babone na kadebo. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord must show us. We must understand who we have become by reason of the measure of the spirit that He has given unto us.
Fight your way. Fight your way. Accept that destiny. Accept it. And fight your way. There is grace with God. Don't run away from trouble. If you encounter that trouble frequently, it might be that God has raised you to be the solution to that trouble. Stick in there. The Spirit of God will provide the support required for you to come out from that darkness. You are an overcomer, and no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. It's time to mount up with wings like the eagles. God is supplying strength. Strength for the journey. There shall be no feeble one among our numbers. For he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Hallelujah. Put on your strength. This is your day of destiny. Witches cannot intimidate you. Demons. God has spoken a word over your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 And hallelujah. Oh. Sing hallelujah. Mount up with wings like the eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Give us strength tonight, O God, in the name of Jesus. Come on, tell them, Manahala Basali. Kabela Hondela Baraska. Bodo Kosama Mama. Haya Boda. Higher border, higher border. Samaria, come in. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Mama. Hallelujah.
Jesus, sing it one more time.
Hallelujah. Kama laboroko samahelai keboro santa baba.
One more time now.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
hallelujah. Hey.
Hallelujah.
Imahaya tole sanda hadaboda mahaya. Imahaya tola santo kele mandala baboda. Ima sento balakoria panzalata baraka mala. Mandere kosabra sata baratos kenda yika. Malasole Sabrina Hantos Kaba Palato Sikla Brasqueda Mandeli Barokoma Barokoma Sakabayato Sali Andabore Masika Mandarababaria Sakomalahud
We give you glory.
Suma mama 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 nena na 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 na. Alelolo bokoba. Na 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 na.
Aha. Thank you, Father.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
You felt that refreshing in your spirit. That is blessing. When there's a supply of the Spirit of God, it is blessing. It means that God
is ready to continue telling this story that he will tell through your vessel. That's blessing. As long as you keep receiving that refreshment and you walk in the light of the empowerment of God, your life must tell that story. Irrespective of the current challenges, current situations, current circumstances that you have to deal with, you will triumph in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, right now, there is an empowerment. I saw it in the spirit. But I don't know whether we should get into all those things this night. It's an empowerment. There's somebody here that the Holy Spirit is telling me now. He will give you power. Power to see your warfare, to see it, and to engage the warfare from that point. Yes. That empowerment is ongoing now.